For the month of January, I was Lillian Jean's slave, and she thoroughly enjoyed it. She even took to waiting for me in the morning with Jeremy so that I could carry her books. When friends of hers walked with us, she bragged about her little colored friend and almost hugged herself with pleasure when I called her Ms. Lillian Jean. When we were alone, she confided her secrets to me, the boy she had passionately loved for the past year, and the things she had done to attract his attention, with no success, I might add. The secrets of the girl she couldn't stand as well as those she could, and even a tidbit or two about her elder brother's romantic adventures. All I had to do to prime the gossip pump was smile nicely and whisper a Ms. Lillian Jean every now and then. I almost hated to see the source dry up. At the end of examination day, I shot out of Miss Crocker's class and hurried into the yard. I was eager to get to the crossroads to meet Lillian Jean. I had promised myself to first take care of the examinations and then... Little man? Claude? Christopher John? Come on, y'all, I cried. There's Stacy. The four of us dashed across the yard, trailing Stacy and TJ to the road. When we caught up with them, it was obvious that the jovial mask TJ always wore had been stripped away. She did it on purpose, TJ accused, a nasty scowl twisting his face. Man, you was cheating, Stacy pointed out. What you expect her to do? She could have given me a break. Weren't nothing but a couple bits of old paper. Didn't need them nohow. Well, what'd you have them for? Oh, man, leave me be. All y'all Logans think y'all so doggone much with y'all's new coats and books and shiny new packets. He swirled around, glaring down at Christopher John, little man, and me. I'm sick of all y'all. Your mama and your papa, too. Then he turned and fled angrily up the road. TJ, hey, man, where you going? Stacy yelled after him. TJ didn't answer. The road swelled into a small hill, and he disappeared on the other side of it. When we reached the crossroads and saw no sign of him on the southern road leading home, Stacy asked Claude, where he go? Claude looked shamefaced and rubbed one badly worn shoe against the other. Down to that old store, I reckon. Stacy sighed. Come on, then. We'd better get on home. He'll be all right by tomorrow. Y'all go on, I said. I gotta wait for Lillian Jean. Cassie, I'll catch up with y'all, I said, before Stacy could lecture me. Here, take my books, will you? He looked at me as if he should say something else, but deciding not to, he pushed the younger boys on and followed them. When Lillian Jean appeared, I sighed thankfully that only Jeremy was with her. It could be today for sure. Jeremy, who seemed to be as disappointed in me as little man, hurried on to catch Stacy. That was fine, too. I knew he would. I took Lillian Jean's books, and as we sauntered down the road, I only half listened to her. I was sweeping the road, looking for the deep wooded trail I had selected earlier in the week. When I saw it, I interrupted Lillian Jean apologetically. Excuse me, Miss Lillian Jean, but I got a real nice surprise for you. Found it just the other day down in the woods. For me? Questioned Lillian Jean. Oh, you was a sweet thing, Cassie. Will you say it is? Come on, I'll show you. I stepped into the dry gully and scrambled onto the bank. Lillian Jean hung back. It's all right, I assured her. It ain't far. You just gotta see it, Miss Lillian Jean. That did it. Grinning like a Cheshire cat, she crossed the gully and hopped onto the bank. Following me up the overgrown trail into the deep forest, she asked, You sure this is the way, little Cassie? Just a bit further. Up ahead there. Ah, here it is. We entered a small, dark clearing with hanging forest vines totally hidden from the road. Well, where's the surprise? Right here, I said, smashing Lillian Jean's books on the ground. What you do that for? Lillian Jean asked, more startled than angry. "I got tired of carrying him," I said. "This what you brought me all the way down here for? Well, you just best get untied and pick him up again." Then, expecting that her will would be done with no more than that from her, she turned to leave the glade. "Make me," I said quietly. "What?" The shock on her face was almost comical. "Said, make me." Her face paled. Then, red with anger, she stepped daintily across the clearing and struck me hard across the face. For the record, she had hit me first. I didn't plan on her hitting me again. I flailed into her, tackling her with such force that we both fell. After the first shock of my actually laying hands on her, she fought as best she could, but she was no match for me. I was calm and knew just where to strike. I punched her in the stomach and buttocks and twisted her hair, but not once did I touch her face. She, expending her energy in angry, nasty name-calling, clawed at mine, managing to scratch twice. She tried to pull my hair, but couldn't, for I had purposely asked Big Ma to braid it into flat braids against my head. When I had pinned Lillian Jean securely beneath me, I yanked unmercifully on her long, loose hair and demanded an apology for all the names she had called me and for the incident in Strawberry. At first, she tried to be cute. "Ain't gonna apologize to no nigger," she sassed. "You wanna be bald, girl?" And she apologized. For herself and for her father, for her brothers and her mother, for Strawberry and Mississippi, and by the time I finished jerking at her head, I think she would have apologized for the world being round had I demanded it. But when I let her go, and she had sped safely to the other side of the clearing with the trail in front of her, she threatened to tell her father. "You do that, Lillian Jean. You just do that. And I'm gonna make sure all your fancy friends know how you keeps a secret. Bet you won't be learning no more secrets after that."
"Cassie, you wouldn't do that. Not after I trusted you."
"You mutter one word of this to anybody, Lillian Jean," I said, attempting to narrow my eyes like Papa's. "Just one person, and everybody at Jefferson Davis is gonna know who you crazy about and all your other business. And you know I know. Besides, if anybody ever did find out about this fight, you'd be laughed clear up to Jackson. You here going on 13, getting beat up by a 9-year-old. I was starting up the trail, feeling good about myself, when Lillian Jean asked, bewildered,
"But, Cassie, why? You was such a nice little girl."
I stared at her, astonished. Then I turned and left the forest, not wanting to believe that Lillian Jean didn't even realize it had all been just a game.